You're going. I'm not. Teddy stamps his foot. I'm not, and you can't make me. It's school, Ted. Goldie sighs. You have to go, that's the law. She could make him, of course. With just a few words, she could draw out the tendrils of the spider plant sitting on the kitchen shelf and bind her little brother's legs, then drag him to school by his ankles. She could suspend him in midair, immobile and mute. She could rip every thought from his head, every memory from his mind, so he'd forget all about the law, Teddy sneers. And since when did you care so much about the law? You're a thief and a liar, and I know what you did to Dad, so stop it. Goldie snaps. Stop it. Anything I've done has been to protect us. I've never done anything just for the sake of it. She glances up at the clock. Now you better go, or you'll be late. Teddy glares at her across the kitchen table, his face so full of hate that for a moment she thinks he might be about to hit her. How did he grow so tall, she wonders, and so full of hate? Goldie remembers when he was skinny as a sapling, limbs so thin she worried they'd snapped if she hugged him too tight. When he used to barrel into her every morning, arms flung wide, when he begged for just one more bedtime story and for her to stay until he fell asleep at night. Go. Goldie hopes she sounds more authoritarian than she feels. Now. Teddy hesitates a moment longer, then snatches up his bag. You're a bitch, and I hate you. Goldie feels herself waver as the desire to renege, to plead for his approval, rises.